Happy Father's Day. How's everyone doing today? Yes, amen, amen. It's good to be home. I'm glad to be home with you on this day on Father's Day. Wow, we, Cal and I, and a few of us, Pastor Carrie and Shiro and PQ, and there's a few people went on a little vacation. And for me personally, I love disconnecting. It was good to disconnect from everything. But listen, I'm happy to be home. I really am. There was a little bit of this vacation that was tough for me, because heading into this vacation, I knew that coming home, there'd be a series of events that would be difficult for me, for us, for our church. And today's one of them, to be honest with you. My girls, I call them my girls. They became my girls when their dad died, but they're my nieces. My niece Raquel and my niece Nicole and Dusty and the baby Presley will be their last Sunday with us. They'll be relocating to the state of Tennessee to start a new life out there. And so with that, they are also going to be preaching the word of God today. Amen. It's a powerful word. You're going to be blessed. Amen. They're going to be speaking to the fathers in the house. And listen, sometimes people go. That's part of life, right? Sometimes people leave. That's part of life. It won't be but a few weeks, so we're going to be saying also goodbye to Pastor Gary and Teresa, who are leaving with blessing to be with their grandchildren. They've earned that right. They've earned the right to call their shot. But doesn't make it any easier for us, correct? It doesn't make it any easier. But like I told my nieces, if there wasn't love there, it would be easy. If we didn't love so much, go, have a good time. But because it's so hard, it means that there's a lot of love there. And so I'm excited today because my girls are going to be sharing the word of God. Come on up, Pastor Nick, Pastor Raquel.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all of the dads.
Not sure if you guys knew, but it is Father's Day today, everyone.
And some of you were like, wait a second, there's two people? Some people think we're one person, so we're two people. This is two sisters
here. And we're not
here.
Twins.
We're not twins.
All right. So good morning again. Happy Father's Day. I also want to add in there to any single moms that are here that are doing both the job. Happy Father's Day to you. You hold it down.
Yes, you hold it down.
You guys kill it. As someone who had a baby 6 months ago, I have no idea how you do it. So
you are brave.
All of my hats are off to you. So we can't obviously go on anymore with today before we recognize our Father. Reuben, who gets to spend his days with the Heavenly Father. We love you, we miss you, and we're grateful to be your daughters forever.
And he's bishop to everybody, but he's Uncle Steve to us. And so thank you, Uncle Steve, for giving us this honor. As you all know, you guys are all of our family, and it's an honor to stand before you. We don't take this lightly. It's such a privilege to stand behind this pulpit, and we have such reverence for God's word. And so,
absolutely. I think I said this in first service, but I want to say it again because obviously there's different people here. But hold it together. We are so blessed to have been a part of this church our entire lives. CWC is more than just a church. It's a family. And I think everyone who's in these seats understands that. You will never find better pastor and a better Auntie Kelly. For someone who loves their people so much, who loves God's people, I've never met more two dedicated people in my entire life to God's work and to our staff, the most hardworking people I've ever known. Okay.
So we want to pray before God's word. So Heavenly Father, we honor you this morning. We love you. We love you so much, and we ask that you would ready our hearts, ready our ears, ready our spirit to receive what it is that you have to say. We are just your vessels, God, and use us this morning in any way you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
So in our time of prayer, the Lord reminded me, I'm a new mom again. Happy Father's Day to my husband. It's his very first Father's Day as he takes care of our little girl. Happy Father's Day. All right, so if you have your Bibles, let's get to the Word. If you have your Bibles, please open up to Jeremiah 18. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 6. You can open your app, or you can follow along on the screen with us, too. Give you 1 second. All right, Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot which he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does? Declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. So most of us have heard this scripture before, right? It's a beautiful reminder that no matter where we are in life, if we're in the hands of God, we are moldable. He is shaping us. He's always doing something new. We're never done. But we do feel that the Lord has identified some areas of what happens, or how to identify what happens when we take ourselves out of the potter's hands. What happens when we take ourselves out of God's hands, who is continuously molding us? So what happens to clay when it is out of the potter's hands? It begins to dry up into the last shape the potter created. But when we ourselves take ourselves out of God's hands, we start to take creative liberties with his creation, right? We start to, okay, let me take that away. You know, that's good. That's good. Let me go ahead and add this. I want to hold on to this. And then we become a whole different shape that God never even intended us to become. So in researching pottery, we stumbled across an article on the causes of pottery cracking when drying. So here, let us get some identifiers to help us recognize when we have strayed from the Father's hands.
And I get to share the first one, which is uneven thickness. And this reminded us of what are we adding that has caused us to become uneven? What are we taking on in this life that we weren't meant to carry? And some of you may already even be thinking, like, you know, what is it that I stick on to myself? Has fear attached itself to you? Has worry attached itself to you? What stresses of life, finances, how am I going to make it? What am I going to do? Come on, man, you have a heavy burden. You're the priest of the home. It's hard. That's not an easy job. That's hard. It's not easy asking for help either. And so at times it's difficult. We begin to carry things that were never meant to be carried on your shoulders. And you think about, when I think about that, I think of something really heavy upon one shoulder. What happens when you put something really heavy on one shoulder? You're going to be lopsided. You're going to be walking around, you know, very burdened and heavy, which is going to cause you to be out of alignment. Our yoke is to be light. The stresses of life are not to be on your shoulders that cause unevenness. Now, this is in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Listen to this, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is what you were created, how you were created to live. Yeah. What is burdening you? What is on your shoulders? Because the Lord says it's not for you to handle. It is not for you to have that heaviness on top of you. It was me who takes that for you. That's the kind of Father we have.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, just to add on to that, it just made me think of every other relationship that you can think of in your life. A lot of times it's taking from you. It takes, it takes, it takes. And God is that one relationship where he gives and gives and gives.
So good.
What a beautiful Father.
Yes.
All right, so the second reminder or identifier that we have here is complex details. So in pottery, too many intricate details weakens the piece. And what we got from that was, when we focus on the outer appearance of who we are, but we neglect the inside job, it weakens the whole person. We focus on the outer when he focuses on the inner. If you read 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. To all, to all the men who love cars, even women, everyone loves cars, right?
Or Harleys,
bikes, anything.
Motorcycles, Indians.
Yeah. Or Indians. There we go. Think about the most beautiful car. Imagine you had your car that you've been dreaming about. It has the best paint job you've ever seen. It has the rims. It has the tires. The interior is like perfect. Okay? And you're like ready to cry. It's just that pretty. And then you go to a car show, but you didn't focus or put any attention into what is under the hood. You're having to push the car to the car show now. And what's the first thing you do there? You're supposed to pop the hood and people are supposed to admire it. If you focus solely on the outside, what is it worth? What's it worth? All right. So no matter how good that car looks, it's worthless if you can't start it. What good is it if you look good, but you aren't allowing him to work on your heart? What is it if you, what good is it if you please man, but you displease God? Now, let me ask you a question. It's a little harsh. Now, do you look like a Christian or do you behave like a Christian?
That's a tricky question. I think all of us at one point can say, yeah, I probably, you know, there are seasons. Or sometimes you got to act like it because you're struggling in this life. It can be hard.
Yeah, someone cut you off at the light and you're ready to go. And then you see it's someone from church and you're like, hi, God bless you. You know, sometimes it's tricky. It's the balance.
The balance of life. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to get through this. But our third identifier is large pieces. So working with large pieces. When a piece is large, it is more prone to warp and dry out too quickly and crack. Can we share with you as women for a second, men?
It got real quiet.
Yeah, like,
Just say yes.
We are observant by nature. So sometimes we notice, men, you like to do things on your own. You don't really like to ask for help. And sometimes help is just could make the job that much easier, right? And I threw him under the bus first service because I had to share. But you know, as we're moving and packing, we have a sectional couch, and it attaches with little hinges, I guess you could say. And so he's trying to pull apart the couch. He gets most of it done except for this one piece. And so I'm watching him, and he's struggling. He's, like, sweating. And so I asked him, like, hey, can I help you with that? He's like, no, I got it. I'm like, okay. So I go around doing some other things, and I come back, and he's still messing with this one piece that will not unhook. And he's, like, sweating and just, like, starting to get frustrated. So I ask him again. Nope, doesn't want help. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this would happen so quickly if he just let me help him. And so finally he gets to the point of frustration that I'm like, hey, you know what? And so I thought, let me propose this a different way. You know, hey, maybe if you leaned it this way, then we can kind of, you know, manipulate this way. So he's like finally frustrated to the point where he's like, okay, let's try it. And as soon as we do what I'm asking him to do and I'm helping him, pop, comes right off. And then he's like, yeah, that was a good idea. Yeah, that was a good idea. You know? And that's the thing. At times, we want to carry things and we want to do things by ourselves. And we weren't always, you know, we need each other. We need help. We need to ask that person. Yeah, it's good. Sometimes you have to do things on your own. Sometimes, you know, that it's possible to do that, but we're a family. We need each other. We need help. And man, I'm telling you, the job can get done so much better and so much faster with each other. And so, let's see here. Scripture, it says, Proverbs 27:7, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That's who we are to each other, okay? And it reminded me of a story I told in first service. My dad was actually, he was a butcher. And when we think about iron sharpens iron, I remember when he had his butcher knife, and when he would be working all day with it, what would happen is it becomes dull. Because you say you're using the same knife and you're doing the same thing, you're working hard. At some point, he had to pull out his sharpening metal tool and sharpen that knife up to get it to do it again. And that's what we are to each other. That's what we are. We sharpen each other, and we can't do it alone. Romans 12, 4 through 5 says, For just as each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not have all the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We were not meant to be one large picture. You are a piece of God's puzzle. And I want you to pay attention to this. Help is not weakness, it is wisdom.
I love it. It reminded, because obviously we have the same father, but when he would sharpen the knife, I've never in my life been more fascinated by something. Because he did it so fast, because he became an expert at it. So he was just like going and was like staring at, like, I wanted to do it so bad. So he would try and teach me, and I'm left-handed at that, and it was just not good. So he made me stop because I probably would have chopped my hand off. But we actually just found the sharpening tool that my dad always used in a drawer while we're moving. And I hadn't been able to find it. So it was in the very back of the drawer, and our knives have been so dull to where I'm trying to cut bread. I'm like, you know what, just tear it. I'm done. And I actually was able to sharpen a couple of our knives as I was packing it. And I was just like, my dad would be so proud right now. But I think you get to that point where you're like, I can't do this by myself anymore. I'm too dull. I can't do this on my own anymore. So when you finally meet that person, or you actually take the time and say, I need help, I need someone, and it sharpens so quickly. Yeah. It can happen so quickly. We honestly put ourselves in that desert for longer than we need to be there.
Yes.
Okay, so identifier 4, it's clay particle alignment. So clay is made up of tiny particles. In clay that has not been worked, these particles are in a random, unorganized pattern. Who can agree that sometimes our life feels like a random, unorganized pattern? So when a potter works on a piece of clay, the particles actually become more aligned. When you don't allow God access to work in your life, you will be out of alignment. Yeah. When you deny God access to certain parts of your life, things just go out of whack. When in your life have you denied him access? What are the doors that you're locked to? What keys are you gripping, white knuckling right now? When we cut God off and say, you can't work here, don't touch that area, we are causing that random, unorganized pattern in our own lives. God is a good father. He is a good creator. Those parts in your life that you maybe you're even thinking of at this moment, yeah, that's going to hurt too much. That's going to be painful. I don't want to deal with that. I don't even want to think about that. God's not bringing those things up to cause pain because he's a healer.
Yeah.
He's not bringing those situations up in your life to make fun of you. He's bringing those up so he can bring closure. He is a good father. So think of those moments. Where are you not trusting him? Where are you not allowing him to work? Let go of those keys. Let the potter work. Let those unaligned places in your life become organized again. Because I'm telling you, he is the best at it. He is the only one who can take all the mess that we create and just put it back into place.
That's so good. And I want to make mention of that. Raquel talking about such the good father, that he doesn't rip things from us. And I think, you know, I want to just make mention anybody here who may have not had a good father. Maybe you may not have had a father at all. And it can be difficult because sometimes we mirror our experience with our earthly father with how the heavenly father would behave toward us. And so I want you to know today that there's healing for that. Because if you didn't have it, well, guess what? You have an amazing father in heaven who's ready and willing any second to come and show you what a father's about. That's what it is. And our final identifier this morning is actually called a low humidity atmosphere. A low humidity atmosphere can make pottery clay crack. When's the last time you soaked in his presence? When's the last time you asked him, fathers, men, women? When's the last time you asked him to soak the atmosphere of your home? Look, we all get dry. We all have cracks. And the thing about clay is it can be rehydrated. It can become moldable again. What areas in your life have become unmoldable? What areas in your life have you said, nope, it's gone, it's dead, that dream's dead, this isn't going to happen, this relationship, my son or daughter, they're too far gone? Absolutely not. We have a God who restores. We have a God who blesses. We have a God who is there for us and is going to open those doors that you think are locked. He's going to remold those areas, even the personal areas that you feel in your life. And I just want to speak also to those who may have lost their father. This year we've had a lot of loss. We've lost a lot of people. And I just want to say my heart goes out to you and extends to you. I know what it's like to lose your hero, your father. And it's not easy. It is not easy. They are missed. But what's so beautiful about our Heavenly Father, and what gives me and my sister and my siblings so much peace, is knowing that one day we have a promise. We have a promise that one day you will be reunited with your father, with your loved ones, with the Heavenly Father, embracing them again. And so remember that. Remember that you one day will be with them again. We just want you to know today, it's time to get rehydrated again. He wants to refresh the areas of dryness of your life. And John 7:38, and this is the NLT version. So obviously, you know, there's different versions, but I thought this was really a nice version to share. John 7:38, anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And I want you to know today, the refreshing is available to you. It's available to you. Whatever it is you feel is desolate, gone, it's not. Whatever has been burdening you, heavy on your shoulders, today you can let it go. Because you know, if you weren't able to depend on an earthly father, I'm telling you, you get a heavenly father who's got it all taken care of. He's got it for you. He's got your back. If you wouldn't mind, we just want to pray over you this morning.
Lord, we come humbly before you and first praise you for being such an amazing father. Thank you for being an example to all the fathers that are there. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for all that you've done and you continue to do, God. You are a good God. I pray for every single person in here, God, who may be mourning in this moment, that you would bring a peace beyond all understanding. I pray, God, that you would bring a strength to those fathers who feel the world is on their shoulders, the finances, the family, the health of their family is just bearing down. God, that you would lift the burden because your burden is light. We ask, Father, that you would bring a joy into the homes of every single person in this room. Everyone who hears this, our voice, God.
Yes.
You would bring a joy and a peace, and that you would reunite families who thought it was all but lost.
Yes.
We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you. We love you, Father. In your precious name, amen.
Thank you. We love you, family, so much.
So let's have all the fathers in the house stand up. Amen. And if you wouldn't mind, just make your way forward here, because we would like to pray for you. A lot of dads here today. Come close, guys. Come on up close. I love the fact that you both minister to so many different situations of fathers. And I know. She came up and said, Scully's here. You minister to people who have lost their dads this year. And you're right, there's been a lot of loss in this year. And you minister to dads who sometimes have to carry burdens, and you know, some it's not always easy being a dad. Being a dad means a lot. It means a lot. And I have nothing but honor and respect for all of you who carry the load, for all of you who admit you're not perfect. There's nothing perfect about us, but you're there. That's so big. You're there. You're there. And there's things about us that we draw from our Heavenly Father. And being there is one of them. He promises He'll never leave us or forsake us. And so I want you this morning to draw courage and draw strength today, right now, from the Father, from God, the one who will give you strength. Would you just put your hand next to your brother? Would you do that? We're going to pray for strength. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and we give you honor and glory today. We thank you, Father God, for being our Father. Thank you for never leaving us. Thank you, God, for never walking away from us. Thank you for never forsaking us. Thank you, God, because you're there to those who are hurting today for their dads. Those who are hurting today, Father God, who have lost their fathers in these last few months. You're with them. You're next to them. And you feel their pain. And I just pray that you would comfort them. Heavenly Father, strengthen my brothers that are in front of me right now. Strengthen them, God. Give them the strength they need to face everything that will come their way. And that they would know that you are God. That you would know that you are with them. Bless them. Encourage them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have a tradition here in this church, and you know what that is, right? Ladies, you got to rub some feet today. That's all there is to it. You got to rub some feet. And not just the ladies' sons and daughters. Hey, go buy gloves. Do what you got to do, but get it done. Get it done. When we were back on Yosemite Avenue with probably 50 or 60 people in this church, Kelly started a tradition, and she would made the first Father's Day we celebrated, she made a cookie for the fathers. There might have been 10, 15 dads there that day. Well, we've been doing that ever since, not cookies, but giving a gift. And so there's a small token of our love to all of you, to the fathers, as you leave back to your seats. We want to give you just a token of appreciation that you're here today. May God bless all of you on this Father's Day. Amen. You may return to your seats. I'm going to ask my nieces, Pastor Raquel and Nick, Dusty, he's probably with the baby, right? Kel, Cor, Rye, you guys can come up and join them here. PK, you want to join me, please? I want to say in front of the family that you've only known, the two of you, you haven't known another family but this family. And I want to say to you that you have served this family very honorably. And I'm very honorably, very faithful. And you have made this place better all these years. All these years. I'm speaking, that was from your pastor. Now I want to speak to you as your uncle. I've loved you every minute of the day. From the moment you both were born, I loved you. And you know your uncle's going to be a phone call away. That's it, right? Dusty, God knew. It was hard for me to, you know, to accept this one at first. But I was like, why is he hanging around here? He has a home in Kingsburg. But I know God sent him to me, not just to Corey, but he sent him to me as well. And likewise, when you started hanging around the family, I'm like, why is he hanging around? But God knew that he had plans to take my brother home. And not only did you step up and take care of her, you took care of Nick, you took care of Michelle. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the man of God you are. I love you. I love you very much. And this little girl, press. The miracle baby. As you go with my blessing. And I have always wanted a presence in the Midwest. We still have a presence on the East Coast with Pastor Josh and Liz. And now we're going to have a presence in the Midwest because you guys will be there and you carry our DNA of this house. You're not leaving this house and saying, see ya, I'm going to do my own thing now, which many have done. That's life, right? That's just life. But you're saying we're going from this house with the DNA of this house and we're going to see what God has for us. Pastor Carrie.
I know that I'm not the only one that has seen. I'm going to speak to Raquel and Nikki first. And I said it first service, but it's very rare to watch two young girls grow up and work through the challenges of life with vulnerability and authenticity. And I said it first service, the authenticity that I've watched and I've seen in the both of you as friends, as peers, but also before the Lord, has been challenging on so many levels for so many people because it is a rare gift. And I know that this house has been bettered because of it, where both of you are concerned. And I'm honored to call you sisters and friends. I did say earlier, you know, down the line when it's my time to retire, this is a little easier for me because you're going to be in my neighborhood. and so that makes it a little easier. But I know that the loss will be felt in this house greatly. But Southwest will, they'll increase their stocks because of BNA, Nashville Airport. Anyway, Dustin, I second what Pastor Steve had to say, but I'm super grateful because of the anointing that you carry, and you draw the favor of God. We've seen it in your workplace. We've seen it as you've advanced. We've seen it in this church, the favor of God that rests upon your life, and that gives me as a sister and friend to these two so much peace, because I know even as you leave this place, the favor of God will follow you. And I know that for you as a man and as a dad and as a husband, stepping out like this is almost like an Abrahamic move. But what I see for you and what I see for them is a map unfolding, but a map that's highlighted. So, you know, like Abraham, you've been called to step out. You know, I know why you've made this decision, because you want to give this one the best life possible. And doing so in California as a young couple is very difficult. And so you've stepped up to the plate and you've seen the nod of God, and you don't quite know what's ahead, but risk always has reward. And I know you're stepping out in faith, and I honor you for that, my brother and my friend as well. And I can't wait to see what God has in store for the two of you and for this one. And I know, this isn't a prophetic word, but I just know in my heart, because I've watched how you've sown and how you've waited. And I know that God has his hands on your husband, Nikki, and he's doing the final touches right now. He is somewhere serving God with his whole heart and praying just like you've prayed for the wife, the godly wife. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that God's opening that door for you as well. And so with that,
would you all stand with us? In the first service, we blessed them out and prayed for them, but I wanted you to be part of this too, because we are one family, not two families, not two different services or churches. We're one church, and so I wanted to bless them again with you here. Pastor Dustin and Pastor Raquel have been overseeing our young adults. Now as they're moving forward, now Pastor Eric and Britt are stepping up. Yes. The great thing about this home, it's not built upon one person. The kingdom of God, this is God's house. You know, there's a lot of people who would love to think that CWC is falling apart. CWC is getting stronger. CWC life is getting stronger. We have a saying here, next man up, right? Next man up, and that's definitely it. I haven't yet decided who I'm going to replace you with, though. I'm just not going to do it for now. You've been, for me, Nick, a great personal assistant. You made my job easier these last few years. What I do, you looked out for me. And I love you. I love the both of you so much. And you leave today with my blessings. Wherever you go, you will know that you're covered. You have a home. You have a covering here. Even if there's a church out there that you guys get plugged into, and I know you will, but even if you choose to start your own, whatever it's going to be, maybe coffee house, barista, church, maybe. Whatever the case is, you'll always have covering, and you'll always have blessing. Would you just stretch out your hands as we pray? Pastor Carrie, would you mind?
Heavenly Father, we know that your presence rests upon this team and this family. And I know in Jesus' name that as they go, even with trepidation and not having all of the pieces put in place, I know, my God, that you're going to reveal to them and assure their hearts that you are with them and that you are calling them, and that they will be an influence in the state of Tennessee. They will carry your name and bring truth and light to all that are around them. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around them, my God. I pray that all the days of their lives, they would continue to be familiar with your presence, my God. They would continue, God, to boldly declare the truth about who you are and help people to walk into that place of genuine relationship with you. I thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do with their lives. We thank you for blessing them exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could ask or even think. And I thank you, Lord God, for the safety in which we can trust. We can entrust them into your hands, God, as they go from this place. We know that they're never far from our hearts, God, and you will keep us connected, God. And we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that you bless their steps as they go from this place. Amen and amen.
Amen. The girls, if you would like to come say goodbye to them and to Dusty and the baby, you're also welcome. If you want to help them on their journey this morning, the morning service, bless them with the love offering and seed offering, you're welcome to do that. There's buckets up here. But if you want to just come say goodbye, they would love that. So Happy Father's Day, everybody, and God bless you this morning.
Let go of offenses.